and finding your sitting posture and then letting your eyes close. And taking a moment from the inside out to adjust your posture so there's a quality of sitting tall and alert. And also the quality of being at ease, balanced. We'll open together, taking a few full breaths, conscious, long, deep breaths. So let's inhale together. And a slow exhale. Inhaling deeply, filling the lungs. And with the exhale, softly releasing the breath, letting go, letting go. And again, a nice, deep, full in-breath, filling the lungs. When you're full, hold the breath for a moment. And with the outflow, be aware of letting go, softening down the length of the body, releasing. So as the breath resumes in a natural way, sense the possibility of relaxing with the in-breath, opening as if a balloon is inflating a little. And with the out-breath, relaxing out, letting go, resting. Let your senses be wide open, aware of cool and warm, perhaps a slight breeze, aware of the sounds around you. The space you're in, listening into the space of the room. So there's an openness, a receptivity. And listening inwardly, sensing whatever mood is here. If there's any strong emotions. Perhaps aware of the traces of the thoughts that have been circling around. Just listening to the state of your heart. And we open with this inquiry each week about our intention for the evening. In a more broad way, our aspiration, what really matters to us. So just taking a few moments to listen inwardly in this way, sensing what it is that really brings you here tonight, what your heart longs for. Sensing our shared aspiration that our time together, our practice of paying attention, might serve the awakening of hearts and minds everywhere, ripple out and touch all beings. And it's with that spirit that we bring our palms together now to chant the simple mantra Om, this sound current of connectedness, belonging, oneness. We'll chant three times. Please inhale deeply.
Ah.
with a relaxed attentiveness. It's connecting with the aliveness of the body. You might soften a bit in the face, let the eyes soften. Slight smile at the mouth creates a kind of receptivity, a gentle presence. Slight smile at the mouth that you can feel from the inside of the mouth. And then let there be a smile at the heart. Smiling into the heart, sensing the space and openness there that lets whatever experience that's arising just simply be there. And sense that openness widening out so that the shoulders have the space to relax back and down. And feel from the inside out the aliveness in the shoulders. There might be a little bit of a dissolving possible, kind of melting sensation there. Letting go. Relaxing down the arms and bringing a very soft attention to the hands and feeling them from the inside. Softening and receiving the aliveness in the hands, tingling, vibrating. So it's an intimate, close-in attention to this aliveness. Let the chest be open and sense that you can soften down the torso, relaxing the belly. Let this next breath be received in a softening belly. This breath, and then this breath. And again. So there's a wakefulness deep in the torso, spreading through the hips and down the legs. Feel the upper legs from the inside, calves, right down into the feet. So you can be aware of the pressure, contact of the feet on the floor, or the ankles crossed if you're sitting on the floor. You can feel the inside of the feet, tingling, heat, prickles, vibration, whatever's there. And then you might invite yourself to open the attention in a comprehensive way to feel this whole field of sensation, this energy body, this play of aliveness. And just let it happen, not stopping anything. Including sound. Just listening, not just with your ears, but with your whole awareness. There's nothing to do. Sounds arise and are spontaneously known by awareness. So that you can listen to and feel this whole moment-to-moment experience. aware not just of the sounds or the sensations, but also of the presence itself, this background of awake openness. Our most subjective sense of what we are. For some, it's helpful to have an anchor, a kind of home base to help stay connected with this presence. Most commonly, it's the inflow, outflow of the breath. Just a gentle relaxing with and resting in this inflow and outflow. Still aware of the sounds and the aliveness around you and within you. You might notice that your mind has traveled into what we sometimes call the thinking trance, just leaving presence. It's completely natural, and we can train ourselves to notice when we've left and just gently pause, reopen to the experience that's right here. Again, listening to the actual sounds right in this moment. Re-relaxing the body. When the body is tight, it's a way of pulling away from presence. So you might soften again the shoulders, the hands, loosen the belly a bit. Maybe even take a few fullish breaths. Resting again with your senses wide open. Aware of the quality of here-ness. Of this changing flow of aliveness right here, right now. Now, if you find in this flow that there's something difficult or unpleasant, then the practice is just to note that. Oh, fear or sorrow, anger, physical pain, stinging, burning, twisting, aching. And let your intention be to simply notice it and let it be as it is. You can send the word yes, a very soft, gentle yes, which isn't saying you like what's happening, but rather that it's reality and you're allowing reality to be as it is. A gentle yes. Noticing how that experience changes and unfolds. And if it helps you to breathe with it, let the breath be an anchor and a support. Letting your intention be as the mind leaves in reactivity to come back again and again, right here, right now, and be here with your whole heart, your whole presence. Inviting yourself to come home into this moment. Seeing if it's possible to relax just a little bit more. To relax with the life that's here.